The tradition of Festivus begins with the airing of grievances. I got a lot of problems with you people. Now, you're going to hear about it.
Hello and welcome to a brand new episode of Airing of Grievances. I'm your host, Jay. I'm here with my co-host, Micah.
Hey.
All right, guys, we are back. This episode is entitled The Hamptons. So this episode is about the four main characters all heading up to out to Long Island, to East Hampton, to go see their friends who just had a new baby. And they go up there for the weekend and also to hang out in the Hamptons because the Hamptons is nice. And meanwhile, George is dating this woman named Jane, who he's never had sex with, but he thinks that, like, this is going to be the weekend that that's all going to happen.
Yeah.
Jerry is dating a woman named Rachel.
Schindler's List makeout chick.
Yeah. Who I was like, she's pretty good looking.
Like, she reminded me of like a Earth 2 version of Courtney Cox.
I was just thinking Courtney Cox. Yeah. Yeah. That's who he dated on the show at one point, right? Wasn't she on there?
Probably.
Yeah. Like,
Cox and Terry Hatcher.
Right. They're all kind of like, yeah. So he's really into brunettes. So she's up there as well. And she doesn't really like George, which is all you really kind of need to know about that relationship. And obviously Kramer is there, and he gets into his normal shenanigans. What did you think about this episode?
In a season that has been stellar, like season 5 is one of my favorite seasons of all time in this show. This is a standout. This is one that you demo for people. You know, when you want to say, hey, this show is funny. What's it about? Well, I mean, you know, it's not really, it's just kind of dumb funny, right? And then you put this on,
right,
and then you get it.
Yeah. Yeah, no, this episode totally works for me. I always like the episodes that, as much as I, you know, they sort of break that TV standard of, like, if you take characters out of their normal environment, sometimes it doesn't work, right?
Right.
Like, they do that in movies or, like, a sequel to a movie or something like that, and it just doesn't quite work.
Right.
The show had an ability to take those four characters out of New York City and put them in, like, upstate New York or in Hollywood or something like that, and they work. And sometimes they work even better because, like, wherever they're going is also a character.
Yeah.
And I feel like the Hamptons is a character in and of itself in this episode almost.
It's like you bring these four out and you realize, no, it's not just the area. It's not just the area that they're in where the area doesn't cause the fuckery. They are the cause of the fuckery.
Yeah. That's just a location for them.
Right.
Right. So it doesn't matter.
They're like a fuckery virus.
They just bring it wherever they go.
Right. Right. And another thing I like about this episode, normally with shows like this that have ensemble casts, you have a tendency to pair off A story, two people, B story, two people. This had an A story and a B story, and everyone is there.
Yeah.
Because they're in this, you know, confined area. Like, yeah, they're in the Hamptons, but they're essentially
in a house.
In a house.
Right, exactly.
And it's great because everybody plays off of everybody.
Yeah, this is a stellar episode. Like,
yeah, man.
I was watching this today and I was chuckling pretty significantly. Like, there are just a couple of moments and none of the jokes are super hidden, you know what I mean? Like, they're not like, oh, that's a deep cut kind of jokes. They're just right up front, but they're funny. Like, they just nail it. And even the supporting characters are very good in this episode too, which also makes it a standout. So we have two cars, Jerry, Elaine, and Kramer in one car, and George and his girlfriend are in another car. The first car with Jerry, Elaine, and Kramer, they're just like, oh, we're going. It's going to be exciting. It's going to be great. And, you know, they're talking about George and how he's never had sex with this woman. He thinks it's going to be like this thing. And then Kramer weirdly asks, he's like, hey, Jerry, have you ever worn silk underwear? And Jerry's like, no, what? Like, get out of here. So that's a little too, he says, too fanciful for me or something, which is kind of like a weirdly homophobic kind of joke.
Right.
Right. But because it's the 90s, it was acceptable. I have worn silk boxers.
I have too.
Not a fan. Not a fan of it. No, man. Like, I feel like Jerry's line is true. It is a little fanciful, but it's not be that. I don't mean it from a homophobic perspective. It's like, wow, these are really fancy until it gets hot. And then you're like, these are the most miserable things of all time.
Yeah. Yeah. It's something that like a dandy would wear and to try and be sexy. But like, I need my underwear to be utilitarian for the most part.
Right. This is not lingerie.
Right.
Like, women don't wear lingerie out underneath their clothes to work.
Right.
Like, that's the difference. So, mention, you should only be wearing silk boxers when it's like Valentine's Day. You're like, what's up, girl? I got them on now because I'm about to take them off.
Exactly.
This shit is miserable. Yeah, no. It is a fabric made by people who never wore boxers before.
Right.
They're like, oh, you know what would be really nice? No. No. That's a terrible idea. Get out of here. So they cut to the car with George and his girlfriend Jane, and they're having a cute sort of conversation where cute is not the right word, like adorkable, right? Like,
yeah,
they're both talking about how they like the taste of cough medicine. Okay. And they're like, oh, I've never had one that I thought was gross. And I'm thinking to myself, I definitely have. NyQuil is disgusting. and so they're going on about that. But then there's this inner monologue by George talking about how once he has sex with her, he'll just be able to like reach over and like touch her boob and it won't be a big deal tomorrow.
Yeah, he's like, he's such you a know what's weird? Type. I could reach over and touch her boob right now and she could throw me out of the car. But I could do it tomorrow, and it's all good.
I mean, the thing is, he's not wrong.
He's not wrong, but at the same time,
don't just grab a woman's boob, dude. That's not,
yeah, that's kind of that's a little rapey, George.
Yeah, it's a little weird. The fact that you're even thinking about it is kind of strange,
right?
but yeah, no, I get it. He's right. So they get to the Hamptons, and if you want to know what it's like, if this is accurate to vacationing in the Hamptons, Micah and I specifically can tell you that yes.
Yeah.
Because we've both been there.
Yeah.
Which is funny. And it's like, that is like really weird hoity-toity thing that you and I have done in our lives.
Yeah. I remember going up and
it takes fuck all forever.
It takes forever and it takes twice as long, or it feels twice as long when you ride up in a Jeep.
Like, oh, God, that's right. You did ride it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
and I'm not
miserable.
Talking like a Grand Cherokee or something. No, I'm talking like
Jeep.
Right. Like an Outlander or, you know, some weird like rustic shit, you know.
Something a white boy would drive.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who was driving.
So, yeah, it took for fucking ever, man. And it wasn't. I remember when we got there. You were still amped because you had had like a Red Bull or a 5-hour energy.
I had two Red Bulls probably an hour before we got to our destination. And I had never had Red. This is a number of years. This is 10 plus years ago.
Yeah.
And I had never had Red Bull before. So my body was not used to being on liquid cocaine at the time.
That shit was so wild.
Yo, man. I was like, what's up, guys? What's going on? Like, yo. Calm down. And it was like 2 a.m. at that point. Yeah. I couldn't sleep. I was dating this woman at the time. And yeah, like we literally like laid in bed and I just like I couldn't sleep for like an hour after we laid in bed. I was like, yo, I am fucking wired. I'm like, you wanna go jogging? Let's do it. That shit was crazy. Like don't drink Red Bulls. Like that shit, oh, it doesn't work for me. No, it works for me. Although I've had Red Bulls since then, obviously. And I don't get the same quite the same effect, but I've had a 5-hour energy drink like maybe 8 years ago. Never again.
Really?
No, dude, that shit is like doing drugs. Like, no, man. Nah, fuck that. And people are like, I had two of those. I'm like, yeah, well, your body is on fire. Get out of here. So they get up there and they're relaxing. It's Jane and George and Kramer and Jerry. And Jane is, well, when they're driving, George is like, hey, can we stop and pick up some tomatoes? Because he wants to get
some Hampton tomatoes.
Hampton tomatoes. It's funny because they go to Amagansett, which is actually a really nice area up there. but he's like, oh, can we stop to get these Hampton tomatoes? My mother loves them. They're delicious. It's like, okay. And it's funny because that area is known for that. Like their produce is really nice. So she's like, no, can we stop later? Because I like really want to get some sun. Which was kind of an odd statement, even in context after they show the scene. It's still kind of odd.
Yeah.
It doesn't really make sense.
The way she's playing this character, it seems like she's not that into him at all.
Right, but she is at this point.
Right, but she is, right? And it's
just a little weird.
It's very weird. Like, she's playing this character very, like, too cool for school.
Yeah, which is funny because it almost feels like the scene in the car was shot at a very different time than this next scene.
Yeah.
In the scenes after that, because it's like someone gave her notes like, okay, you're supposed to not be into this guy because of X reason. She just like, okay, cool, from this point on. But it's right. Like, it didn't actually match the story.
Right.
So they're sitting out there and yeah, she's like kind of being like too cool for school. And he's like, all right, well, I'm going to go and get these tomatoes. And she's like, all right, cool, I'm going to stay here and continue sunning myself, basically. So after George leaves to go to pick up the tomatoes, his girlfriend is sitting there with Jerry and Kramer. And by the way, Jerry and Kramer have a conversation where Kramer's like, hey, why don't you, to Jerry, like, hey, why don't you rub some suntan lotion on my back? He's like, oh, I'll do it for you as a payback. And Jerry's like, that does not...
That's not sweetening the deal.
Yeah, it's not sweetening the deal, which I thought was a fucking hilarious line. No.
Yeah, no. Sorry.
Yeah, look.
Call me a homophobic.
Jay, it's homophobic. I get it. You're right. Nah, I'm too much of a man. I don't need another dude rubbing me down.
Right. I don't need to oil up another man.
Yeah, like, if you don't do it, then you're a homophobe.
Oh, all right. Right. Look.
Guilty as charged.
I'll take it.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm good. I actually had never worn suntan or sunblock or any of that stuff until literally this year or last year. Never. Not as an adult. Like, my mom made me when I was like a little kid.
You know, you figure you don't need it.
Yeah, because I'm black, which is not true, by the way.
Oh, I know. Because last time I went to Florida, I was sitting at a pool and my wife was like, hey, I was sitting in the shade. Like a black person is supposed to do.
Away from the water.
Like a good, like, 50 yards away from the water, right?
I want to trip and fall in.
And the wife was like, oh, don't you want to come in, you know, and play in the water? And I'm like, all right, fine.
Fine, walk down to the four-foot area. I can just stand up down there.
Pretty much. Just at the three-foot area where I could just sit down and then stand up. And I'm like, all right, I'm good. And I sat there and I didn't put any lotion on. And the next day I was peeling and flaking and all that shit.
Yeah. Yeah, I got sunburned for the first time the same time I wore sunblocker, but I was out at the beach for like 5 hours.
Yeah, we were out there for like 45 minutes.
God damn.
Yeah.
Like, no, that's never happened to me. It was so funny because we were in like the Eastern Shore and we got back and like it was like later that evening or the next day, my wife was like, damn, like you're really dark. And I was like, am I? And I looked at him and I was like, holy shit, dude, I was like two shades darker than I normally am. Yeah, it was crazy. And then yeah, the next day I was like, it's like, why is my skin hot to the touch? What the fuck is going on? Yeah. Is this what white people deal with?
Yeah.
It's horrible. You guys are genetically fucked up.
So they turn into like the Red Hulk.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not good. Not good. So when they're having that conversation, Elaine comes out and Jane walks down to the beach. And then Jerry notices that Jane has taken her top off and she's walking around topless. And then she comes back up to the house.
Yeah.
With no top on. And the three of them are just kind of like really trying not to stare directly at her tits, except for Kramer, who was just like getting a fucking eyeful. Look, I'll be honest. Yeah, I'm a look. Sorry. Don't have your titties out.
That's all right. Look, here's the question.
I gotta fight you.
Right, because I couldn't do that if that was your wife. I would turn around. Or, you know, let's say you were dating your wife at the time. I would think that I would respect you enough.
I don't think you would. I don't think you would. If we're not married, I don't think you would. Is dating as long as they have? They haven't even had sex yet. Nah, dude, I'm looking at those titties. Sorry. I would look at if you and your now wife were just dating for like what I would assume is like maybe 2 weeks. No, I'm looking at them titties. Sorry. Yeah. Terrence is here. He's shaking his head. Yes. Yeah, I'm looking at him. Sorry. Like, and that's not me like thinking about your wife. No, I'm just saying objectively, any woman that you're dating, I'm gonna look.
While I agree with you, at the same time,
yeah, nigga, don't lie.
Look, I agree with you. Right? Yeah, okay. I agree with you. At the same time,
it's fucked up.
Like that shit happens to me. Like I'm gonna be fucking mad.
Oh, like Georgius? Oh, I'm gonna be furious if I haven't seen my girlfriend's titties and my friends have first. Oh yo, no, I gotta stab.
I would demand that every woman in that house go topless.
Yeah. What is it? What does he say? What is Georgius' response?
The punishment should fit the crime.
Right? Like, look. I mean, George is right. Guys, George is right. I stand with George 100%. So eventually George gets back and Jerry's girlfriend shows up. Rachel, she is just like, fuck off. Like, she does not like him at
right.
all.
As soon as George comes to the scene, the girlfriend is just like, I'm out.
Yeah, immediately. And so then you kind of come to find out, like, Kramer finds a cage of lobsters and he takes them all out and he comes back to the house and he's like, I got all these fresh lobsters. I got them right out of the ocean. It's like, yeah, you got them out of a lobster cage. You can't, that belongs to somebody, dude. Like, what the fuck? And he was just like, because it's Kramer. He was like, he don't give a fuck. And so at one point, Jerry says to his girlfriend before George got back, he was like, I got to remind Kramer to not say anything about seeing Jane topless. Kramer comes back with the lobsters. He's like, this is the greatest day of my life. We're on vacation. I got fresh lobster. I saw Jane topless. It was awesome. George is like, the fuck? Like, and this is the part where I sympathize with George. I would stab all of them to death. They got to go.
Yeah.
No, you got to die, man. See, yeah. That's you right there. And I punch you in the stomach. I punch you in the stomach. Because George says, you saw her topless? And then Kramer's response is,
yeah, we all did.
And Jerry's just like, oh, why are you saying things? I'm looking. Look, if I'm Jerry, I'm like, sorry, bro. Titties happened, though.
It was just right.
It happened.
It was just, they were right there. And George is like, No. You saw her topless from the back. And he was like, nah, bro.
Like, right.
Like, right IMAX. In our faces.
Yeah. Like, up close and personal. Like, she walked around and you looked. Like, Kramer's like, of course we did. She's got a great body, buddy.
Like, yeah, you're lucky.
Yeah. It was like, by the way, she actually did a pretty nice looking body. She was a little too skinny.
She was a little on the thin side.
Yeah. But like, all in all.
You know, 90s hot.
Yeah. Like, hey, I only eat 9 rice cakes a week. George's comment to Jerry has got to be one of the fucking funniest things. He's like, did you get a good look? Like, how good of a look did you get? He was like, if she was in a police lineup and they brought in a sketch artist, how long would it take? Like, he cuts him off. He's like, how long? And Jerry's like, she'd get picked up in 10 minutes. That shit had me fucking rolling, dude. Because he delivers that shit super straight-laced. It was perfect. And so George is pissed off. And that's where he yells, the punishment should fit the crime. Like, I should get to see Rachel topless. And he's like, no. Fuck off.
Like, right. This shit doesn't work like that.
Yeah. Absolutely not.
I love how these men are just treating these women like objects.
Absolutely.
Like, this is the fucking 90s, man. Like, nobody gives a damn about anything, man.
No, like... They legitimately
it's all for a joke. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And look, I get it. I'm kind of okay with it.
I am too, man.
But it's offensive. Like, it is offensive. Like, in 2017, it is offensive to look back.
And that's the thing. Like, they do turn it around, right? They do turn it around. But yeah. Nowadays, no one would pay attention to that. No one would pay attention to the fact that the men get treated like George gets treated like an object also.
Yeah. George gets it. Way worse.
Right.
But This is one of my favorite episodes of all time. George gets his comeuppance.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, and he wins in the end, which is fucking perfect. So Elaine was in Jerry's room with Rachel, and Rachel's like, "Oh, I'm getting ready to go swimming." And Elaine's like, "All right, cool. I'm gonna go too. I'll meet you downstairs." And she's like, "All right, cool. I'm gonna change." And she walks out, and George was getting ready to walk in the room to see them, and Elaine's like, "Hey, don't go in there. Rachel is changing." And he's like, "Oh, okay." And so he like walks down the hall with Elaine and immediately turns around because he's trying to like walk in so he can see her naked, right? To get a little payback. And of course he does it, and she still has like a towel on, and she just flips out and yells at him, like, "What the fuck are you doing in here?" Like, and he's like, "Oh, sorry. Did I? Sorry about that." And then Jerry obviously knows what he's doing. And so Jerry is such a dick. He won't let his boy off. Like, he's like, "Yeah, no, tell me exactly what you were doing. Like, what did you need, George?" And George has to come up with this bullshit lie that he wanted to see if he could borrow some gum. And Jerry's like, "You were in the pool swimming and you thought, I need to borrow some gum." And he's like, "Yeah, I was in the pool. It was cold. And the gum warms me up.
The chewing warms me up." And then he starts moving his mouth as if he's chewing. Just see? Like, that's how it works, right? Like,
he's such a fucking idiot. Such a moron. So then Rachel's like, "Hey, I want to go see this ugly baby that their friends who own this house have," right?
Yeah.
And he's like, "Yeah, you're not going to want to miss this baby. It is a sight to be seen."
By the way, can we just tangent? Babies, when they're first born, they are ugly.
Yeah, but I'm going to be a little bit of a racialist here. White babies are ugly. They are. Sorry. Most white babies are ugly. They get cuter over time, like some, you know.
Like, they all look like...
They're little prunes.
They all look like deformed, like gremlins. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like they
don't feed
like
them after midnight.
Big-ass mouths. Like, they all look fucking gross.
Yeah, until it's your kid. Then it's the most beautiful thing you've ever seen.
Look, if I have an ugly baby, look, you ain't going to see. You ain't going to see it.
Hey, can we come see the kid? No, we busy, dog.
Right.
You come back in 3 months when it grows into its face.
Right, exactly.
But, so, George is in his room, and Jerry tells Rachel, he's like, "Yeah, the ugly baby is like down the hall, third room on the left," or whatever. And she's like, "All right, cool." But he makes a mistake and tells her the wrong room, and that's actually George's room. And George is changing from coming in the pool, and he's naked. Rachel walks in. She's like, "Oh, my God, so I'm so sorry." And she sees him because he doesn't have a fucking towel over his dick, so she sees his dick. And she does a thing that no man wants a woman to ever do, which is, oh, shit. And then she laughs. She's like, "Oh, sorry.
I'm really sorry."
Yeah.
And then just, God damn.
And he was just like, "Wait, no. And like she leaves and he's like, I was in the pool. There's significant shrinkage," which is true.
Yeah.
That is true.
That is true, man.
It is a true story. Like, I remember when I first saw this episode, I burst out laughing because it's like, and there's a whole thing that happens. Like, I don't think women knew that.
My wife didn't know.
Really?
Yeah, she didn't know about shrinkage.
I'll have to ask my wife when I see her tonight.
That's why, look, another reason why I don't go swimming. Look, I'm not going to come over here.
That's ridiculous.
I'm not going to come in here and be like, "Yo, I got the biggest dick in the world, yo." Like, nah, yo.
They got to shrink it down to 8 inches.
I'm a grower, not a shower, all right? Right. And
sorry, I also suffer from this issue.
Right. And when I'm in the pool, like, yo, the first thing I do when I get out that water is I flap.
Yo, I'm losing it. I almost choked.
But you gotta, air it out because you don't want your fucking dick print.
Nah, it's not a good look.
It's not a good look, man. Nah,
you look like an elementary school kid or some shit.
Right.
Nah, you don't want that. You don't.
Right.
Nah, that's not a good look.
Yeah, man.
Like, let me dry off real quick.
Right.
Real quick.
Oh, yeah, let me run over to my towel and then just like, all right, let me throw this
shit. Yeah, that's not. That's not a good look. It like. But it's funny because here's a weird aside. You do not have the same issue. You do not have the same issue as spending time in a pool as you do in a shower.
Right.
You don't. Because I got out of the shower. I'm like, hey, walk around a little bit, like, you're goddamn right. In the pool, you're like, oh no!
Right, because it's your whole fucking body and your balls are like, yo, it's fucking cold, man.
I'm leaving. I'm heading north. I'm going to Canada. Yeah, no, it's not a good look. It's not a good look. So she like literally laughs at George's dick, which is fucked up. But again, this is where, God damn, she's like, oh, I'm sorry. Like, she literally walks out of the room laughing. A bald, fat guy with tits with a small dick. And he's like shaking and his titties are jiggling. Like, this is a bad situation for Jason Alexander all the way around. Like, if you had a small dick, but at least you had abs. Like, right. You got something.
You got nothing, yo.
You got nothing going on. So George he gets dressed. He goes over to Jerry and he's like, I think your girlfriend's going to say something to my girlfriend about my fucking little dick situation, you know, basically. And he's like, she's not going to do that. Women aren't like us. And George makes a comment that is 100% correct. They're worse. He was like, they talk about everything to each other. Guys don't. Guys right. keeping some shit like, nah, nigga, I can't tell you that shit.
Right.
Women
right.
are like, look, let me tell about my period in the flow level. And like, ah, damn, all right. This is a little too much information. Like, I don't need to know this. So George is freaking out. And he tells me, he's like, I was in the pool. And, you know, I had a situation. And Jerry's like, oh, you mean shrinkage? And he's like, significant shrinkage, which is such a great fucking phrase.
One of the things about this show is that show coined that term. Like,
yeah,
you hear that term for, you know, the horror show that happens when one gets out of a pool. And that's because of this. That's the direct result of this show.
Yeah, that's one of the things that's really great, and the lasting effect of this show are little sayings that have lasted 10, 15 years yeah. after it ended. So then the two of them see Elaine walking down the hall because they're like, women don't know anything about shrinkage. And so they call Elaine and they're like, do you know about shrinkage? And she's like, you mean like laundry? And they're like, no, when a guy's in the pool, you know? And she's like, it shrinks? And he's like, God damn it. Like, he was like so mad. Which is hilarious.
She says, I don't know how you guys walk around with those things.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, I don't either. It can be a cumbersome thing for some people, I guess. So then they're at the dinner table and Kramer's made this big lobster dinner and Rachel, Jerry's girlfriend, is like, I can't have that because I keep kosher, so I don't eat shellfish. And Kramer's like, I really respect that. Like, you know, when you get to heaven, you're going to get special treatment. And I like this weirdly pious moment,
yeah.
you know, pious respect. And so then you find out, like, their host, the husband, is like, where did you get these lobsters? Did you go down and get them from this, like, market? And he's like, no, I found them in this cage right in the ocean. And the guy's like, those are commercial lobster pots. You can't take lobsters from there. That's illegal. And he's like, what's the big deal? It's no big deal. He's like, my father was a lobsterman. He sent me to college. Like, based on that, he was like, he came home every night stinking of brine. You're just taking money out of people's hands. It's like, all right. Like, calm down. And then you have one of the best moments. George is wearing a purposely tight t-shirt.
Wearing a schmedium.
A schmedium t-shirt. And he's like, hey, Rachel, look, my shirt shrunk because it was in water. Because that's what happens sometimes to things that are bigger. They get smaller in water, right? And she's like, okay. And Elaine's like, yeah, thanks, Dr. Science. We get it. And then, like, Rachel laughs, and then she whispers something to George's girlfriend. And he's like, are you talking about me? What are you saying? What are you saying? It's not nice to keep secrets. And he's, like, starting to freak out. And it's clear that they were talking about his shrunken dick. Which is fucked up. And so then there's a doctor. This is like a weird like D story. Yeah. There's a doctor, a pediatrician who's there to check on the baby. And he referred to Elaine when he met her as breathtaking, but he also referred to their ugly ass baby as breathtaking. So she thinks he's like a really handsome dude. And she's like, she's into him, but she's like, does he really think I'm breathtaking since he thinks his ugly ass baby is? And so she's trying to figure it out. And he's just like, he delivers a fucking great line. He's like, yeah, you know, sometimes you just say, you know, someone's breath, you know.
Sometimes you just say things.
To just be nice.
Yeah.
And she's just like, wait.
You talking about me?
Me or the baby? Like, so she's just like confused and she's like, you know, like kind of fuck this guy. Like I'm not waiting around for that. And then Jerry is talking to Rachel and he's like, hey, don't say anything to Jane about George's dick. Like he's a crazy person. like that shit's not cool. And she's like, oh, I did, but I don't think it's going to matter. Like, yeah, he just laughed it off or whatever. And then they cut to George and Jane and her in their room. And she's just like, I'm going back to New York. Bye. In the middle of the night.
From the Hamptons in the middle of the night.
It's like a two and a half hour drive easily back to New York City. And she was like, nah, this nigga got a little dick. I'm out. And, which is fucked up. And George is like, I think you think that something is not all that it should be when it's more than it should be.
When it's all that it could be and more.
Right. I'm like, calm down. You might be overselling it. It's kind of, look, this is how I know this is a show that was on like regular TV. Because like if this was a show on cable, he would have just been like unzipped. Like, look at it. Look at my dick.
Right.
Look at it. It's fine. It's fine. Now get in that bed. I'm going to fuck you and show you what's up. But because it's NBC, they didn't do that. So in the middle of the night, Rachel sneaks down to try some of the lobster because it looks so good. And Kramer's down there eating lobster in the dark. And he's like, I can't allow you to have any. I'm trying to keep you kosher. You're a pious person. I'm trying to save you. Like, it's a super weird thing that Kramer does. And she's like, no, I'm having some. And he's like, like, no, fuck that. So then the next morning, everybody's down there having breakfast. George is cooking eggs. And this is where George kind of gets his comeuppance. Everybody's there, they're eating, everyone's happy and all this other shit. And George comes over to Rachel and he's like, oh, do you eat eggs? And she's like, oh, yeah, absolutely. And so he gives her some eggs and...
waits for her to eat them.
Yeah, waits for her to eat them. And then she's like, everyone's like, wow, these eggs are, they're so good. They're
these
so
eggs
good.
Are breathtaking.
Yeah, these eggs are breathtaking. Yeah, yeah, the breakfast is breathtaking. And it's like, oh, they're just so good, so good. And she's just like shoveling it in. And he's like, are you enjoying them? Oh, good. Maybe you should, maybe you want to try eating them with one of these, and it's a lobster bib. And she's like, the eggs have lobster in them? And he's like, yeah, no, they have lobster in it. And what is his line about?
He says something about they shrank in the water.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
While he was cooking them, so that's why you couldn't see them in the eggs.
Right. And so then she gets like super pissed. And that's where George's like, he fucking wins the day. Cause like, fuck your kosher diet, you bitch. You ruined this for me. And of course, Jerry is such a dick. She storms out and Jerry's like, well, I guess I gotta go. Like, I don't really give a fuck.
I was really enjoying these eggs, but now I guess I gotta go and check on her.
I'd have finished eating eggs. whatever. And then Elaine's like, well, this is one hell of a weekend. And just as they do that, an officer knocks on the door and he's checking to see about somebody poaching lobsters. And the guy who owns the house is like, he points right to Kramer. He's like, he's right there. And Kramer's like waving like, hey, yeah, it's me. Because he doesn't know what the fuck is happening. And then that's pretty much the end of the episode.
George goes to apologize. And when he does, he catches Jerry's girlfriend changing. So he, in the end, got his revenge and got to see her naked.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
There you go.
Yep. And, of course, Rachel drives back with somebody else, and then they stop in Amagansett to get some more tomatoes. And Jerry's like, oh, there's Rachel. And George's like, oh, where? And he like puts his head out the window, and he gets hit with a tomato right in the face. And then that is the end of the episode.
Oh, man, this is a fun episode, man.
Yes, very, very good. That is it for us, and we will see you guys next week for another episode of Airing Our Grievances.
See you. Bye. Bow, 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 bow.
Really?